In the previous lesson, I referenced the work of Simon Sinek, author of the excellent book for leaders, Start With Why. In that book, he makes the case for how great leaders should inspire everyone to take action. I love how on Simon's website, they have the why clearly listed for every member of their team. When we can identify our why, it helps guide our path to what's most important, and it also keeps us going when we hit those inevitable obstacles. When I first started my work at Dale Carnegie years ago, my boss encouraged me to ask people about the why behind their action to seek professional development. Whenever someone would enroll in one of our programs, he said we should know the big reason behind why they were doing it. So I would ask people why they decided to work with us, and I'd get answers like, so I could become a better leader, or I want to position myself for the next promotion, or to do a better job serving my team. Early on, my boss would ask me about what people said after almost every meeting I had, and so when I'd share what people told me, he'd say, well, you're not really getting to the why. The why is almost never the first answer. You'll need to ask several questions to start to really uncover what matters to people. Getting a promotion, of course, isn't a why, nor is making more money or becoming a better communicator or even helping develop others. Those are all great things, but they're not really whys. The why is what's behind it, what drives us, what we really want. Neil Pasricha is the best-selling author of the book The Happiness Equation. When he was on Coaching for Leaders a while back, he introduced me to the Japanese word ikigai, which roughly translates to the reason you wake up in the morning, or more plainly, your reason for being. Getting a promotion is not your reason for being. It might be part of what happens tactically along the way, but it's not the why. A reason for being is always something bigger. In 2005, Steve Jobs gave a commencement address to the students at Stanford University. It is worth watching the entire speech if you've never seen it. I'll have it linked up here in the notes. He challenged the graduates that day to do great work. And he said this, "The only way to do great work is to love the work you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know it when you find it." Discovering your why may take a while or even be a lifelong journey. It'll probably change somewhat and grow and mature over time. If your why seems nebulous right now, it'll take work to clarify it. My hope for you in this lesson is that if you aren't already, simply to start pursuing it. I stumbled across mine kind of by accident. When I started coaching for leaders back in 2011, I wasn't really thinking that much about the why behind it. There were a few practical reasons to do it, and it was going to be a fun project at the time, so I just dove in. I discovered along the way that I loved the work, and I figured out what I loved about it was helping people through creating spaces for great conversations. As this became more apparent to me over time, I structured most of my professional work around good conversations. Coaching for Leaders became an interview show. It wasn't originally. And virtually every part of Coaching for Leaders today, including our academy, is built around helping us all get better through conversations. That's why there's an academy, and that's why I love doing the work of the interviews on the show, and why it's such a joy to do it each day. These days, it's even on the front page of the website and what I say in the opening of every episode. It took me 8 years, though, to get clear on what that was. And chances are, if you hear this lesson a few years from now, it'll have changed a little bit again. I share this simply to demonstrate that pursuing your why is a journey. And it's a journey worth starting if you haven't already. My invitation to you to begin that journey is to ask the next question. If getting the promotion is a goal right now, that's great. Now ask yourself, why? Why is the promotion important to you? If you're not sure, let that sit for a few days in your mind. If getting better at your presentation skills is important right now, ask yourself why. If the answer is opening up new opportunities for your business, ask yourself why to that. If the answer to that is being more influential in your organization, ask why to that too. Keep going until it gets harder to answer that question, because then you're probably getting closer to the real why behind things. And all the things that emerged in your ideal, typical day from the last lesson, what's the why behind what emerged? Those are the breadcrumbs that will lead you down some wonderful paths to more clarity. As Steve Jobs said, if you haven't found your why, keep looking. As Steve Jobs said, if you haven't found your why, keep looking. If you will have the courage to start asking, the why that begins to emerge for you will provide clarity and courage for everything that comes next. And when you find it, your why, your ikigai, I promise you, you'll know.